So we're just going to relax and breathe. Take that sweet moment of rest and peace that we've set aside for ourselves here. Knowing that taking a moment to simply breathe and relax can be one of the very best prescriptions we can take to just relax. To just settle into a sweet space. Lately, I've been hearing the direction, let your tongue simply rest on the floor of your mouth. And apparently that sends a message to our bodies that it is a perfect time to just let go and relax. So we're taking that time, we're taking that space. And I brought in a kind of challenging quote from the last Abraham workshop, where Abraham said, told the story about how Esther has been in San Antonio, where it's incredibly hot. And Esther said to Tracy, her daughter, "It's hot as hell here." And then she said, "Well, I don't believe in hell." But she questioned herself, because Esther has houses in other places that are not horribly hot right now. But she hasn't made the choice to go somewhere cooler, even though she can. Because she says things like, "I'm needed here. There are things only I can do. I want to keep my finger on the pulse." And here's quoting Abraham directly now. When she really thought about it, she thought, "Why would I make statements that work against what I want?" And that's the question we're putting to all of you. Who are you defending against? Because nothing is after you. You can make no choices. No, we know this seems like a very literal choice. Hundreds of you are right now fighting with this thought because you think, "Well, I can't just stop and what I'm doing and go somewhere where it's cooler like Esther is able to do." And Esther wasn't always in that position either. But in every single case, you do have better feeling choices you can make for yourself that you're not making. And that was the point of the question. Why are you defending something that you have made needing to be defended, that is preventing you from letting in what you want? Here's another way of saying it. Why am I not letting myself have what I want? And why am I blaming this and this and this and that for it, when all of it is just thoughts that I have continued to think that have gotten me into this bind, in this not enough money bind, in this not having a lover bind, in this not being able to be where I want to be bind? In other words, so many of you, more letters and videos than ever before, complaining about the hardship of your life as if. And friends, please hear us, please feel us, please feel our clarity and our appreciation and love for you. As if any of those things are valid. They are all self-made, they are all self-observed, they are all self-continuated, they are self-perpetuated, and you don't need to do it. You don't need to keep things going that are holding you apart from who you really are and what you really want. Abraham went on to say that we developed these thoughts as we were growing up, trying to please our parents and other folks. But they went on to say, "There are no demands made by any other that are the reason that you have or do not have something. No one is keeping you from anything But your belief that they can is keeping you, but that's self-inflicted. No one can prevent you from being or doing or having anything, but your belief that they hold control over you, it's what keeping you from being or having or doing anything that you want. At the very end, they said, "This is what we want you to hear more than all the other things we've ever said to you put together. When you let yourself win connection with your inner being, everybody who knows you has a better chance of finding their win. Because you're connected to a vibration of well-being and emanating it. Because you're up in the atmosphere, breathing and soaring and thriving. If you don't allow yourself your win, you don't have anything to offer anyone else." That workshop was a very powerful workshop. And they reminded us that we are free and we are empowered. And what is our power? Our power is our capacity to choose our focus. And Abraham has said so many times, in everything in the universe, there is that which you want and the lack of it. And we get to choose which end of that stick we focus on. And so as we ask ourselves this question, they said, why don't you allow yourself to ask yourself what you want? And so rather than asking that question, let's ask ourselves, what is it we do want? And I think a lot of what we want is about feeling better. And I've learned from Abraham that is if I focus on the feeling, that's a vibration. And if I can maintain a vibration, then law of attraction will bring me all of the good things that are already lined up in my vortex that match that vibration. So let's play with some vibrations today. What do we want? Well, something I want is to feel relaxed and happy. So just breathe into that idea, such a simple idea. I want to feel relaxed and happy. And see if you get a picture of yourself relaxed and happy. I'm seeing myself by the pool, having had a great swim. Oh, feeling cool on a hot day with my feet up. Breathing deeply and slowly. And reveling in the beauty of the summer and the strength of my body. And that is a powerful equivalent for me of feeling relaxed and happy. And that's probably not your image, so I invite you to take a moment and relax into that feeling of relaxed and happy. I am relaxed and happy. In this moment, I am feeling relaxed and happy. Maybe you feel a little smile come onto your face. Relaxed and happy. One of the things I think we probably all want is to smile more. So think, if you will, of something that has made you smile or laugh today or recently. I'm thinking of a picture of a green heron with a funky haircut that I posted on Facebook yesterday. And every time someone makes a comment about it, I look at it again, and it always makes me smile. And it makes me laugh to see what other people are saying about his strange do. Think of something that makes you smile and laugh. Could be a joke that you read or someone told you. Could be a meme that came across the internet to you. I saw one yesterday that said, "I saw this man talking to his dog," and I just laughed about it. In fact, I went home and told my cat about it, and we both laughed. Smiling and laughing feels so good. And Abraham tells us so often how wonderful it would be if we could just lighten up a little bit, because there's nothing serious going on here. And so I wonder if you can think of a moment when you made a conscious decision to take yourself more lightly, to let go of the drama, maybe to turn off the news or shift the news you were watching. Taking ourselves lightly. And maybe taking other people lightly too. And so right now I'm thinking about how cool it is when something we want manifests, because it has started to rain really hard outside my window. And perhaps you can hear it bouncing off the skylights in my kitchen. And I have been asking for rain. The pond is the lowest I've ever seen that I go to every day. And while the birds and I have been enjoying the shore, so many things depend on the water. And the rain is refreshing, there is thunder. And those heavy rains in the summer clear the air and refresh everything. One time, beloved told me, that the entire forest and all the animals and plants take a sigh of relief when the rains come, when it's been very dry. So let's take a sigh of relief as we think about hot temperatures cooling off, if we're in the hot areas or the dry areas. And let's take a sigh of relief when we see things manifest that we have allowed ourselves to want. How nice it is to smile and say, I did that. When we can feel that it's a vibration that we achieved and allowed. And I know that one of the other things we are likely wanting is to feel healthy. And there are so many lovely components to feeling healthy. Feeling healthy includes things like moving easily, feeling strong and flexible. It includes breathing easily and deeply. It includes sleeping deeply and well and having sweet dreams. It includes feeling vital and alive and waking up in the morning eager for each new day. Let's take a moment and think about all the ways we want to feel healthy. What are moments that allow you to get in touch with vibrant good health? There are so many other simple things that we can easily want. We want to feel confident. We want to feel prosperous. We want to feel successful. We want to feel abundant. We want to feel free. We want to feel at ease in social situations. We want to feel appreciated and accepted. We want to feel loved. We want to feel loving. All of these simple feelings we can focus on and allow ourselves to want in the simplest ways that our inner beings will delight in matching us up with orchestrating circumstances and rendezvous and various amazing paths to follow that allow us to experience more of these simple things that we want as we vibrate them easily and comfortably and beautifully, as we relax into well-being and we allow ourselves to remember that it's okay for us to want what we want. it is good for us to relax into this awareness that having what we want is what we intended when we came here. So I give thanks for this, and I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to spend this time today thinking about what is it that we want in simple and powerful ways.